Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title with the restaurant.
Carlos Solarte, and I'm a managing partner at Sabores.
Awesome. And could you just spell your name really quick? Because I'm going to write an article with it too.
Right. Carlos Olarte, Olarte.
And you said your manager and a partner there.
Yes, I'm managing partner. So.
Okay, great. I wanted to call and because and say congratulations because today you just got named Sabados Tapas Bar in Arlington, Virginia is on the Yelp's list of the top 100 places to eat in 2024. Congratulations. How exciting was it when you heard that news?
Yeah, it was amazing. So thank you very much. We're really thrilled about that. Hard work pays off, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's three low DC area ones on the list, I believe. And you guys are at number 48. Menya Hosaki, I think is how you say it, in DC is 59, and M&N's Pizza in Bethesda is number 82. But so basically that means that your restaurant is the highest on the list of anywhere in our area. So speak to that a little bit. You know, there's a ton of, you know, just how there's so many great restaurants in the area, and for you to come in the highest of all of them, that's a pretty big damn deal.
Yeah, no, it was great. And when we heard about it, of course, we didn't know until the publication comes out that what place we were ranking. We were just knew that we were on it, and that already was a big deal for us. We had to keep it, close to the chest for a couple of weeks, and it was really difficult to believe it or not, to all the excitement.
So you've known for a couple of weeks, but you just weren't allowed to say it yet.
Yes.
All right. Well, how long has Sabores Tapas Bar been around? When did it open?
So we opened last year on end of February last year. So we're about to be our first year anniversary. It's three of us, three owners. So it's a small business. It's three guys that we've been in the restaurant business for many, many years and decided to, finally jump on it. In search for that dream that we always had and talk about owning our own restaurant.
That's great. And are you all three of you from around here? Like, were you born in the DC area?
No, but raised pretty much, we've been 20 plus years. I lived most of my life here. Same with Alex Lopez and Ernesto Valenzuela. We've been almost the same amount of time in the restaurant business too. So
Nice.
we came here really young, like on our later teens, and me on my early 20s, so 20 plus years at the same time being on the restaurant business too.
So, do you mind me asking, you know, where you actually were born? Like, 'cause I would assume you brought the Spanish Latin American tapas, you know, the menus and the ingredients and the recipes. Probably you brought them with you.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Venezuela. And so I came here. How things life happened. I came, fell in love with the area, and I ended up staying and make for the Virginia area my home. So I came directly to the States to Virginia, and I've been living here on for the past 29 years.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And what do you think it is about the restaurant that got such great reviews that it ranked so high on the Yelp list? Like, do you think it's the atmosphere? Like, well, let's take that separately. Let's do the atmosphere and the food separately. So what about the let's start with like the atmosphere, just the vibe of being in there. Why do you think it's such a cool spot to go to?
If I had to think, one of the things that we love, it was, I don't know, like make it, bright, inviting, and think about, is your home. I don't know if it translate the passion that we did of, being excited about opening our own thing, and it shows on the space. We got a some people help us out on the design, an architect that we knew, and she helped us out. So we put our input and passion into it, and I think it came out, feeling I don't know, welcoming. You know, we wanted to make it feel like it's at home, away from home. And probably that's what it came out. We tried to keep it light. You know, one of the things we never like on those restaurants or bars that you go in and you feel like constricted, like it's dark. And so we like the open space. So you feel like, you know, it's more open and more inviting. That was probably the best way I can put it in.
Yeah. And then how about the food? Because that's what everyone really cares about. You talk about, yeah, what are some of your most popular dishes? If you had to guess, and also not, don't, instead of just naming them in a list, like when you name the dish, try to say what you think about it is so good. Like, oh, this is a really spicy dish that people really like for this reason, or you know what I mean? Like, give me a little flavor with each
or,
one.
Okay. Yeah. Or you want me to also talk how we came up with the concept too, or
if you want, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I would love to be able to name some of the most popular dishes, and then if you want to add like some color commentary about why you think they're so popular.
Perfect. So you know, as you know, like we are a tapas restaurant, so small plated items. We love the tapas concept on the sense that people can try a little piece of everything. You know, instead of getting stuck with just an entree, people get different things, and things like the arepitas, which is a dish from Venezuela. So it's just corn cakes, and we put toppings of either chicken, shredded chicken or shredded beef, and a little cotija cheese. So it's like beautiful, like bites of heaven, if you want to put it there. People love those. Or the churrasco, which is a skirt steak with chimichurri, the Argentina, the beautiful, amazing Argentinian sauce. People love those dishes. And classic tapas like the croquetas de pollo, like chicken croquettes. You know, it's a staple dish in Spain, and people love it. We try to put little things like that. There's fun and enjoyable on every bite, and you can, you know, share them.
I love it. And I guess before we go, like talk about just the surrounding area in Arlington. I guess you're at 2401 Columbia Pike there near Arlington Village neighborhood, that part of the area. Why is that like a cool area? I feel like there's a lot of cool restaurants and bars and things around that area.
So when we found the space on the area, we love the area. Really is close to everywhere. It's that part of South Arlington. You're like just a few minutes away from DC, a few minutes away from Alexandria to Flusher, Fairfax, so it's easy access. And we love the people around. It is, you know, the people from the neighborhood being really welcoming and great. And it gives that great feeling of the actual tapas bars in Spain, that you are actually the neighborhood spot, the neighborhood bar, the people come in and people know each other. And that's one of the things that we put a little bit into it. All three owners, we are hands-on. We are here and we talk to the guests. We want to know who's coming to our houses, and to our house, which is a restaurant, you know, to the place, and get to know them, talk to them, and hear their feedback. And the area has been, it's an upcoming area. People here in the Columbia Pike, is things are growing, new spaces, new restaurants, and it's really exciting times, especially because it's, all this area has been redeveloped. That is really exciting times to be here.
Yeah, definitely. If people can't, I used to live down that way, and if people are trying to picture in their brain where exactly it is, you guys are pretty close to that Bob and Edith's diner there, and then yeah, there's a like, really good, there's a like across the street, I think.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. We're diagonal to the Bob and Edith's. We can see it from the from the window.
And there's a really good burrito place, like a mom and pop kind of a Burrito Brothers, I think. That was like a little Brothers.
Yeah, it's close by. That's so we're in Penrose area. So yeah, we're between both of them.
Yep, it's great. And then if you want to head down to the Alamo Draft House Cinema and catch a movie, yeah, it's all right in a row there. So it's a cool
spot.
See,
just a couple blocks walk to the to see a movie or a show over there. You can have dinner here and go and enjoy a show over there.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. And since it's tapas, you might even have room in your belly for popcorn still. Hey,
Absolutely.
thank you for doing this. I really, really appreciate it. Well, we can leave it there because I'm gonna try to turn this around really quickly for the morning. So, cool. Thanks for
Really,
doing this.
and then I realized, like, I hear I'm a WTOP listener, so thank you guys, actually.
Oh, you
And
listen to it? Yeah.
you do the move sometimes the movies and the entertainment.
Yeah, that's me.
So yeah, I appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much.
Oh, awesome. Oh, real quick, just
Yeah.
do you know how the list was compiled? Is it based on like when people go on and do Yelp
What?
reviews, or was there like an expert team at Yelp that just like ranked them
Was
based
a
on what
combi.
they thought?
It was reviews. The experts took care of took a look on the menus, the reviews, and they actually sent people. They sent somebody to dine as well. So they did their homework. I thought it was in the beginning when it came out. I thought it was only like, oh, you know, like those kind of silly things. They say, we're going to send you a sticker. You're a top 100. You know, those things that sometimes some companies do. But then we started reading and it was a little more into it. There was somebody that came in and they even took pictures and everything within notice. And then they came back again. So they took different things in consideration. So it was the reviews. We have what, 4.9 in Yelp in like 70, 80 reviews already, in a 4.8 in Google. So I think they took those in consideration, menu, the comments, and then somebody actually coming in and checking the place.
That's really cool. So it's not just the reviews, although I'm sure that really helped, but that probably helped narrow it down. And then they sent someone in person to sort of do a undercover taste test or something. That's cool. Awesome. Well, thanks for doing this. And am I saying it right? Sabores tapas?
Yes, I would stop us. Yeah.
Sabores. Okay. All right, cool. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason.
All
Have a good
right.
one.